Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. 2 Corinthians 4:6 tells us that the gospel has been given to us for the very purpose of giving it to others. As you have been stirred by Christ's power in your own life, you have the privilege of sharing the good news with the lost. Today we are joined by Dr. Jim Van Gelderen, who will give you a simple plan for leading someone you know to Christ.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and we are recording today in Greer, South Carolina, where we're about to finish our final night of the War of Special Forces. It was sure exciting last night as the gospel was given to see young people respond to the gospel. And the thrilling thing was there was clarity in many of the situations that God was indeed convicting them. It was a joy to see the manifestation of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And then later on, after they'd gotten saved, to see the joy and the assurance that was in their heart that their sins were washed away and they were on their way to heaven, based on the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's what I'd like to spend a few moments talking to you about here in this podcast, is the giving of the gospel. Most of you may have heard of the Great Commission Jesus gave to His disciples and really to all of us when He was about to leave planet Earth. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. It is the responsibility of each believer to tell other people of the gospel. Now, let me just simply say, for those of you that may not know, the gospel is simply a word that means good news. Really, the greatest good news on planet Earth is that there is a way for sins to be forgiven and for hell to be escaped through the finished work of Jesus Christ. The good news is we deserve hell, but Jesus died for us, shed His blood, rose again, paid the price, and if we'll trust Him, He'll wash our sins away, give us eternal life, which is a gift, a complete gift. So that's our responsibility and really privilege and joy to tell people the good news. Now, some people are afraid to give the good news because of, again, the fear factor, wondering how people might respond, what they might think. But truly, it is that focus that gets our eyes off of the Lord Jesus. Remember Peter, when he was walking on the water, did a great job of doing the miraculous, which was through the power of God, of walking on the water, as long as he kept his eyes on the Lord. But the moment he took his eyes off the Lord and fear entered into his heart, down he went. So it is with us. Don't focus on the fear. Don't focus on the possible responses. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus and the commission that he's given each one of us to give the gospel. So let me encourage you to give the gospel. Let me just simply start with, you might say, well, I don't even know what to say. That may be another reason you don't say anything. I don't know what to say. Well, if you're saved, you have a story. There was a way God worked in your heart. Maybe you got saved at War of Special Forces or the war or Cola Clash. Tell your story. Tell how God worked in your heart. Tell about the conviction of sin, the guilty sense that you had when you knew you were a sinner. And just explain what God did for you. But let me just give you three very simple points, but the three things you could memorize, and then of course you could mark your Bible, the Bible verses, and I'll give some Bible verses that help you explain this to somebody that would like to know how they could have eternal life on their way to heaven. They're just simple three things. Number one is the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So these are the three points. Number one, you have to deal with the fact that we're sinners. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, I think most people know they're sinners, but a verse I use that helps us understand the severity of that, which brings us to point number two, and that is that sin brings God's judgment, is Revelation 21:8. If you go there at the very end of the verse, after listing several sins, it says, "All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." It's a great verse because it indicates that sin, lying is one of many sins, has terrible consequences. So the second thing, first you've got to deal with the fact that we're sinners, and that sin is a very real problem because it sends us to an eternal judgment in hell away from God. And so there's verses there that you could deal with. Revelation 21:8, Revelation 20 verse 15, Romans 6:23 are some verses that deal with that. But most importantly, after a person realizes they're a sinner hellbound, there is an answer. The answer is not for us to try to clean up our act or to do better. The answer is to trust Jesus. Why? Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:26, but now once at the end of the world hath he, that's Jesus, appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, it was the only hope for sinful man to be rescued because he died for our sin. He died in our place. While he hung on the cross, Isaiah tells us in chapter 53, verse 6, the Lord, that's God in heaven, laid on him, that's Jesus, the iniquity of us all. So when Jesus died, every wicked thing anybody's ever done was laid on Jesus, and he suffered for it, and he became the sacrifice for our sin. Now, as a result of that sacrifice, there can be forgiveness of sin, and we can be made righteous in the sight of God. Now, how does that happen? Well, John 3:16 tells us, whosoever believeth in him, that's Jesus, should not perish but have everlasting life. So the third important truth is that Jesus died, shed his blood, and rose again, and he'll save us if we'll trust him to do it. Trusting, believing that what he did on the cross was sufficient to wash our sins away and make us righteous in the sight of God. So let me review these simple truths. Number one, men are sinners, alienated in rebellion against God because of our sin. Number two, that sin has terrible consequences. It sends us to a place away from God in eternity in a place called hell. But number three, Jesus died, shed his blood, and rose again. And he alone is the one that can save us if we'll trust him. Just like a drowning man has to stop trying to save himself and trust a lifeguard to rescue him. So friend, when you're telling somebody that they need to be saved, you need to challenge them. You've got to stop struggling. You've got to stop trying to save yourself and trust Jesus to do it all. Why? Because he did. He died in your place. He was buried. He rose again the third day. He conquered sin, death, and hell. Of course, we know that Jesus is God in human flesh. God was manifest in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. So let me just encourage you. Give the gospel to somebody. Do it soon. Tell a friend. Tell them what God did for you, how you got saved. Tell them the simple truth that although men are sinners, number one, deserving of judgment, number two. Number three, Jesus died in our place, and if we'll trust him, believe him, depend on him, he will give us eternal life. The greatest news in all the world is the gospel. And if you're part of the generation, that is our focus, to give the gospel to a lost and dying world. Hey, remember, if you're in the generation, it's total surrender to the will of God and total dependence upon Jesus to enable us to do what his will is. And I will tell you, friend, it is his will for us to give the gospel. Hey, tell your story. Tell it soon. Tell it to all kinds of people that need Jesus.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.